The Wrangell Borough Assembly's Energy Committee recently sent a letter on the intertie issue to Petersburg, as well as other communities, businesses, and organizations around the region. The committee's asking for participation in a new coalition that will, quote, join with Canadians to advance a distribution line along the Bradfield Canal Corridor. Petersburg Mayor Al Dwyer read the Wrangell Committee's letter to the City Council. The Council has expressed support for an AKBC intertie in the past, but Dwyer emphasized the City's position that the first priority should be connecting communities within Southeast Alaska.
I think at least three times the Council has had resolutions agreeing that a power line and a road up to Bradfield was a good idea. And it should be looked into. But we feel that development of Southeast Alaska energy for those communities who don't have it comes first. And then once we've fed all the communities in Southeast Alaska with some sort of a grid system, and if we have any hydro left over, sure, we'll sell it to Canada or anyone else.
Southeast communities have long promoted and planned for more electrical connections within the Panhandle. Petersburg and Wrangell are already linked and share cheap hydroelectric power from the Tai plant near Wrangell. A newly constructed intertie will soon allow power to be shared between Tai and the Swan Lake plant serving Ketchikan. An intertie to the small diesel-dependent community of Cake is in the planning stages. Dwyer said the intertie to British Columbia is a good idea, but still premature. He worried that Petersburg's participation in the so-called Alaska-Canada coalition would be seen as putting the intertie to Canada above interties to other southeast towns like Cake. Councillor Lee Corio suggested Petersburg should consider some involvement with the new group. Corio likened it to the creation of the Thomas Bay Power Authority, a commission of Petersburg and Wrangell representatives that manages the Tai plant, which was constructed in the early 80s.
The ideas took a lot of energy and a lot of time for development. And I think that having a seat at the table with that understanding, we can withdraw. If we feel like it's not fruitful for us at some point, we can obviously withdraw from that and state our reasons for doing it. But in the spirit of seeking to work with them, and we do in principle agree with the, again, with the project idea, just again, not the priority of it or the timing of it, and maybe we need to have a voice that's there to raise that concern. And I don't feel that strongly about it, but I think it's worth pondering.
Bradfield Canal lies off the mainland just south of Wrangell, and it's long been the location of choice for Alaskan supporters of a road and electrical link to BC. The connection could provide a market for the sale of excess power from existing or proposed hydro plants in southeast. The Wrangell Energy Committee letter did not specify exactly what participation or membership in the proposed Alaska-Canada coalition would require. It emphasized that the committee was just asking for, quote, your willingness to participate in some level. In an interview with KFSK this week, Wrangell Vice Mayor and Energy Committee member Ernie Christian said advocating for the AKBC intertie would be the coalition's top priority.
Right now we're just looking at for interested people in participating in a coalition, of course. The goal of this coalition would be to provide renewable power for all of Southeast by pushing the AKBC intertie, because once there is a market, then, you know, it justifies communities building hydro that they don't necessarily need, and also justifies building our Southeast grid.
Plans for the coalition have not yet gone before the full borough assembly in Wrangell. Christian said the Wrangell committee was modeling the group after the Highway 37 coalition, which is lobbying for construction of a power line to connect northwest BC to the existing power grid to the south. That line would open up more opportunities for mining and other development in the region. The feasibility of the proposed AKBC line depends on construction of the northwest BC line, according to Christian.
Ours won't happen without theirs, and they see we joined, the city and borough of Wrangell joined the Highway 37 coalition a couple of months ago, and they're pushing on their side, and we feel this is a good time to start, and none of these things bear fruit overnight, and you know, so we're looking at probably a couple years down the road at least.
The Highway 37 Coalition's website lists over 40 British Columbia towns as supporters. The group's list of contributors shows mostly mining companies and other related businesses and groups. The enabling of more mining in Northwest BC is a major concern for critics of the AKBC electrical link, particularly because of plans for mining around the transboundary Stikine River and the potential for damage to major salmon runs that come out of the Stikine. Fisherman Eric Lee asked the Petersburg City Council to consider that issue early on at this past week's meeting.
If you see the magnitude of the open pit mines they're planning, it's pretty very sobering, you know. Like the Galore mine, which is the biggest of about three big, huge deposits up there, they figured the tailings dam would be 900 feet high, which I think is about as high as maybe Raven's Roost Ridge, something like that. And there is a major fault in that area as well. So this side of it needs to be looked into and just, you know, brought to the table and looked at, because we need those salmon runs. Wrangell does and Petersburg does. Without those, our towns would not be the same.
The Petersburg councilors were not yet ready to make a decision one way or the other on the proposed Alaska-Canada coalition. Instead, they agreed to ask the Wrangell Energy Committee for more information on the group. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.